Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 1st. Good day yesterday. Talk about that more later. Want to get into the picks immediately. Make this a shorter podcast as one game starts soon. The early game, game one, rained out from yesterday, is the Cincinnati Reds at slight favorite odds on the money line over the St. Louis Cardinals. Same analysis as yesterday. To some degree, this is a pick against the St. Louis pitcher who has three starts this year, all against subpar competition, and the Reds offense at home. Reds on the money line. Game two, New York Yankees to beat the Los Angeles Angels on the run line, so the Yankees minus 1.5 runs. The third game has two picks. It's the Oakland Athletics over the Detroit Tigers on the money line. There is some value on the run line as well, possibly mixing that. The juice isn't too terrible on the money line. Might be the safer pick. Actually, the numbers show it's slightly safer pick. The risk is less on the run line. The second part of that bet is the under 9.5. Caprellian versus Peralta. Oakland versus Detroit, under 9.5 runs. Those are the four picks for today. Yesterday, 2-0. Nothing too spectacular about that. A coin flip would get you two favorable outcomes 25% of the time. Not that. It's the games that didn't get played behind the scenes. Talked about yesterday, the over on the Philadelphia game being the logical play, and there is no reason to take the under, yet there was a feeling to not take that under. Obviously, that feeling was wrong. There's 18 runs scored in the game on the line. That was 9 at the time of the posting of the podcast. Doubled that number. All the stats are right. It was just too simple. I think sometimes if somebody wants to wrap up a present and throw it on your front step, you're going to be suspicious about that. Maybe it's full of doo-doo. Who knows? It just didn't seem right. Obviously, my other analysis was that possibly the line makers were more concerned about setting the NFL lines, the college football lines. They let that one slide by. Now, typically a weak line is corrected by the market. That was the other problem in that pick. A market sees a weak line and seizes upon it. And this is where you get into the psychology of betting and the patterns that people use. There's bettors that fade the public. There's bettors that look for reverse line movements. There's systems at work. There's so much behind the scenes that bettors choose. And sometimes a game like this, again, seems too obvious. But I think what it comes down to is possibly so much time being spent on college football this coming weekend and NFL the weekend after that it just slid by. Otherwise, there's no reason for a game that was so obviously to going over to not have a line move driving it up. Again, we're going to the psychology of betting, and I think that's a good topic for a different podcast. But I want to get this podcast published, get that Reds game out there. I do believe that's a solid play over the Cardinals. Cardinals are surging right now. They are in the playoff hunt. When I say surging, I have, let's call it surging with a wall in front of them. They're not quite breaking out of that wall. They lost to the Pirates, Pittsburgh Pirates, one of the worst teams in baseball recently here. But the Reds are a few games ahead of them in the playoff race. They're divisional opponents. And I just don't believe that the St. Louis pitcher is going to be able to contain the Cincinnati Reds' bats. That's it for today. I wish I could analyze yesterday's games more. It was one of the most amazing baseball slates I've seen in quite some time with the bet psychology behind playing certain bets. Underdogs winning outright. Not that that's rare, it's the way it all came down. And again, hard to explain, especially since I want to get this podcast published, but there were some interesting things behind the scenes in the betting world yesterday in baseball. And partly because I think maybe there was light action happening due to college coming up. But again, we'll talk to you soon.